Hey, Brooks.
Hey, I'm Brooks. And it's Sean over there.
Hi.
And we're in the basement. It's Basement Buddies.
We got a new buddy today. Well, an old buddy.
We got an old buddy that he came here before, back before we got lots of practice. And
it's Kevin.
It's Kevin. Of Heidi and Kevin fame.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Good. You met number one. Now here's her lesser half.
Her lesser half.
Kevin.
It's Kevin.
Apparently, I have big shoes to fill.
Oh, man. Your wife is so great. She's hilarious. Oh, the best in the world. We just want to hear all Heidi stories all day long.
That's why I married her.
Yeah, good move. Definitely.
Even after.
Punching above your weight with her.
I've kind of thought that. Yes.
We heard on that episode, she talked about you bringing her to
Pakistan? Or Afghanistan? You're trying to kill her?
Well, I didn't bring her there. She visited.
She followed you. You were trying to get rid of her. I'm going to Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And she followed you across the world.
We were dating at the time, and we were serious. And before we started dating, I had done this application process to work for a non-governmental organization called Catholic Relief Services. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to practice Catholicism.
You don't have to care about relief for other parts of the world.
Yeah, and most of the people are not religious.
You just signed up for the pussy? Is that right?
No. You got a girlfriend right before.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, and I went to Pakistan.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
for the pussy, yes.
I'm sorry, that was inappropriate.
That was, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And, I let her know about it when we were dating. And we continued dating, and then when the time came and I got accepted through it was almost a year long type of a application process. It was a very tedious thing. Let her know I was accepted, and let her know they said, guess what, you'll go to Pakistan. And I said, I'd like to do it. And
that's cool. How old were you when you did that?
32 or 33.
Oh, so this wasn't that long ago.
No, not really. Well, no. I don't know.
He's 57 years old.
46.
All right.
Yes.
You're an old man. How are the 40s treating you?
They're treating me pretty decently. Yeah. I have felt with two kids, as much as I love them, they're great. I feel like my body has aged a lot quicker.
I feel that way too. Yeah. I'll see pictures of me before I had kids. I was like, oh, my eyes were so young and my hair looked so full.
That's because you get to sleep in.
I think that's
weekends.
A big part of it. Yeah. Is Autumn sleeping well? She seems like a pretty mild.
She does.
Kid.
She sleeps very well. Kellen has always slept well, so no complaints at all in the sleeping department. I mean, they both get up early in the morning, but
yeah, that's good though for working schedules and stuff.
Yeah.
You're on summer break.
We are on summer
break
now.
Oh, shit.
Teachers, you lucky bastards.
Yep.
They should pay you less money. I feel like you fat cats are getting paid too much.
I've heard that teachers don't make enough, but once you calculate that 2.5 months a year off.
For like 6 months out of the year, I think it is.
I'd say I'm fortunate to live in, because I'm sure you guys before seen in the news, places like West Virginia and Oklahoma, they have like teachers on strike over the past year or so and working two jobs and this and that. And I'm fortunate that we live in a state that does overall with its districts. I can't speak for the rural districts, but for like the Portland area, the more urbanized districts, I think the teachers are paid. We're compensated pretty well.
Okay. Doesn't Washington have their shit together a lot better than Oregon as far as teaching goes?
That's a good question. I know it was a few months ago. It was over the past couple of years or last year where the Washington State Supreme Court actually ordered the government to increase its education budget, like something. I don't know exactly how the case went, but it went before the Washington State Supreme Court, and they ordered the government of Washington State to increase its education budget.
Oh, that's good.
Within like a year, and this was the year that they had to do it, and they still had. They eventually did it in some way, but they had difficulty doing it. I mean, that's the thing is people, you got to pay taxes for, you want education stuff, you got to pay taxes. And people don't like paying taxes.
No, nobody does.
No.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You know what? I just, I got this weird thing that I feel like I'm overpaid doing my job. So I just don't consider that tax money. I feel like I'm overpaid by the amount of taxes I pay to the government.
Okay.
So I just like, yeah, I'm paid about pretty good.
Yeah.
Still. That's I just don't look at the before tax dollars.
I've always felt like if I have enough money to, you know, buy whatever I want, basically whenever I want, that's fine. I make enough money.
Yeah.
I can feed my kids. And,
hookers, blow.
Yeah.
All those good things. Cheap.
I mean, if you lower your standards on hookers, you can really stretch that dollar.
You go to the really shitty neighborhoods where that blows really cut, like with a lot of baby laxatives.
Right.
And you mean you're regular.
Well, I just started doing meth. I found a lot cheaper, so I just snort meth.
Oh.
Yeah. It's about the same.
I'll give that a shot.
Yeah. I have some here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's good.
Hey, anyways, Kevin, a lot has changed in the last 9 months since you've been on the podcast. We started doing copious amounts of blow.
Oh, yeah, I joined the clan, right? After talking with Bobby, we were talking about the... No, I didn't.
But did you look into
it? No, I didn't look
into it. Are they recruiting?
I know back in the day, it was pretty big in Oregon, and they had a big problem with it. But I didn't know. It was almost like a pyramid scheme. Because I would join, and if I got like my buddies to join, I get part of their initiation fee.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like kind of scammy.
To join the white supremacists?
Yeah, the KKK.
Wow.
Is it like one of those garbage things like the Boy Scouts? It's like, hey, you get in, but you got to pay $200 for a uniform. What the hell? Come on. What? You get a uniform for like $20.
What kind of a uniform?
This Boy Scout, every patch is like $30.
No, it wasn't. Did you know you could just go to the store downtown and buy the badges? You didn't actually have to earn them if it felt like it. There was a store like on
first. Yeah, I know where it is.
You could just walk in there and buy a bunch of badges. You're like, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Go to a secondhand store and just buy a used Boy Scout shirt with all those patches.
Or, I got a garbage bag of Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I mean, you were an Eagle Scout, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was from like, you know, one summer I went crazy and murdered a bunch of Boy Scouts. Except the uniforms.
Well, I mean, trophies.
Yeah.
So, we weren't here last week.
Yeah, you were at your parents' recommitment ceremony thing?
Yep, down at the coast. Down in Lincoln City.
Oh, okay.
Lincoln City. So my parents got that place at the coast down the land. But my mom got a big house, like a 6-bedroom house. Actually, 2 houses that were like 5-6 blocks away.
Were you up by the casino part of town?
It was that side of town, but there's some nice neighborhoods over there.
North of Safeway there?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's
that's the good part.
I've only been through the junky part where it's just all strip malls for 5 miles.
Right.
But there's actually a good side of town.
There's the Tanger outlet stores.
Yep, the outlet stores.
The thrill of the hunt. That's what the little tagline underneath it says. I've been to Lincoln City a bunch.
I did go to those outlet stores.
Yeah, they kind of suck.
They're not great.
No, there's nothing to buy there.
I feel like when I was a kid, outlet stores were deals.
Not anymore.
It's just like stores, just with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Regular price.
I've never noticed outlet stores being deals. I don't know. Maybe because I'm slightly older and I'm already an adult. I remember like in my 20s, the outlet store and going to an outlet store and looking at the prices and thinking, these aren't any different than
they've never had a
retail store.
I think it's a scam.
I think so, too.
I always went to the book warehouse when I used to buy physical books.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd look around and you're like, oh, cool, a bunch of shitty books I don't want to read. I'll just buy them on Amazon now.
Yep, that place should be going out of business. So,
anyway.
So, yeah, we were down there. for a 3-day weekend. My parents got married.
A recommitment
ceremony. Nice. 39 years. It was great. We got the whole family living in one house together. Cousins and stuff.
I thought you said it was two houses.
Well, our whole family was in one house, and then my mom's...
Oh, like tier two family?
Side of the family.
The family friends, like my uncle was down, and like friends that have been, like my godparents came, and they stayed, and like all
these...
Who
were your godparents?
Just some hippie friends of my parents.
That are from town?
Yep, that live in town.
Oh. You interact with them?
I don't really anymore, and I didn't... I mean, I'd see them... 3 times a year when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him every few years, but haven't really talked with him, but I actually talked with him.
Uh-huh.
You know, it turns out they're good people. Now that I'm an adult.
Yeah. You can appreciate them as fellow adults.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you're pretty cool.
Yes.
And, everything went great. I don't like talking in front of crowds.
Even your family?
There was some, like, we were each doing, all four boys were doing, like, some...
Commemoration? It was, kind of a speech?
Before the ceremony, we called in the directions of, this is something my mom was into, of, like, some pagan-type east-west, north-south thing, and talking about, like, and translating it to our family or relationship or something.
So what'd you get?
So I got... West?
Oh, that's the best one.
It is the best one.
Yeah.
The West is for sun sets in the West, yeah. And the sun sets and it comes back again, and so we're always changing, we're always growing.
No, you're creeping into East territory.
Okay,
there.
East.
You're only talking about sunsets.
Okay, yep. Well, I did creep into East. Simon was East.
Simon's like, hey man, stay in your lane.
Turns out Simon is the best of the four brothers at giving cool speeches about things.
Oh, is that right?
Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know.
Do you have it written down? Or are you going to perform it for us right now?
No, but it was great. And my parents' vows were awesome. My dad had a history lesson. Hey, my dad listens. Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
He listened to the newest episode and he called me up and he said, hey dad, how you doing? You're listening to this. And
your eyebrow come over?
Well, yeah. Was it the eyebrow story?
Yeah,
he
everybody
told me that story yesterday.
I told this yesterday. Dad, I wonder what happened when you got to the end of the episode and I talked about your lazy eye.
Oh yeah. Well, my daughter has a lazy eye. So.
Yeah. Do you ever get that fixed?
Nope.
Ah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's not that bad.
I still don't look her in the eye.
The optometrist keeps calling, or ophthalmologist was like, you should schedule an appointment. We're like, eh, whatever. It's fine. She can see fine. It's not affecting her vision, mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it.
So the best thing that came from this is, besides their recommitment after 39 years, was we got a whole... my mom hired a professional photographer.
Oh, nice.
And we got a whole bunch of family pictures.
Like really nice ones.
Well,
have you seen them yet?
We haven't seen them yet.
I'm
but
sure there'll be some good
it
ones.
It was like all of us, just me and Jamie, the kids, like the grandparents and the kids, like all the different whatever set up. And
shit, I should do that. Well, it's too late now, but for my family reunion, that'd be a good...
Hire a photographer.
At the end, because it's always kind of a clusterfuck to get everyone together and take pictures and nobody knows what
mm-hmm.
they're doing. And
mm-hmm.
it'd be cool to just hire a photographer to show up for a half hour.
You got a family reunion coming up?
Yeah, it's starting on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a long weekend. 4th of July is Thursday. So we're going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that'll count as our reunion. So no one has to take off a bunch of work. And...
Yeah.
And usually you go to Utah.
Right. We... generally travel somewhere, like between most of my family or all my families in Oregon or Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll kind of like meet in the middle in Idaho or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed it this year. We're just going to take turns planning it. So mm-hmm. my oldest brother is going to do it, then the next, then the next, then the next. So in 3 years, I have to do it. And it's basically like you decide everything and you plan it. And, you can have it here in Oregon or in Utah. So
everybody else just follows along.
You yeah,
just
if you can't make
it
that year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice.
It reminds me of one time Simon, my brother Simon, had the idea. Oh, no, instead of getting everyone a Christmas present, he would pick one family member and get them a really awesome Christmas present
cool.
and then rotate years.
Yeah.
But he only did me first and then stopped it all together.
He's like, eh, it's too much.
So, yeah, your brother plans this year, and then next year, it's like, man, whatever. Nobody's doing it.
His favorite brother.
It comes up. I think so. Maybe.
I got to say, my brother's really putting in a lot of work. It's a pain in the ass to organize these big things because there's five of us kids, and then if you count up all the grandkids, there's about 20 of us. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to find things that are good for little kids and teenagers and adults. And I'll let you know in a couple of weeks how it goes.
Big camp out.
It should be fun.
Big yeah, camp out
camp
at your
out
mom.
At my mom's place. And
oh, sweet.
We're going to go see the, in Estacada, they have the Timber Festival on the 4th, where it's like a lumberjack challenge kind of shit.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we'll go, we're going to go to up Mount Hood and down to Hood River one day and stop and check out the orchards and shit.
Get
and
a couple big 16-passenger vans?
No, everyone's just, you drive yourself.
Okay.
So, we don't have to worry about transportation. And we'll spend one day in the city, we'll go eat some cart food, you know, because it's not something my Utah siblings get to do.
They don't have food carts in Utah.
No, they're not allowed. It's against the religion. And, yeah.
God said, if anything comes from an aluminum box smaller than 10 by 16, it is blasphemous unto thee.
Cubits.
Cubits. Yeah. Oh, cubits.
10 cubits by 16 cubits.
I thought Mormons went with, like, the standard, the Americans.
Oh.
It's not metric.
No, I mean, the Mormons still believe in the Bible, which has cubits. Okay. That's what I was referencing.
Is that from your elbow to your...
Tip of your finger to your elbow is a cubit. Mm-hmm. The Noah's Ark is 300 cubits long or whatever. Man. Did you grow up religious, Kevin?
Not a lot, but I definitely went to... I'm Catholic, so that means I stopped going to church.
You're Catholic, that means...
As soon as I was... baptized. And
well, God doesn't live in Vegas, right?
No, too hot. Too hot.
It's not allowed. So,
you know, God is around. He is there in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, I mean,
he's everywhere. Okay.
Lots of Mormons in Las Vegas,
there
too.
Is, actually.
Tons of Mormons. Tons.
I know some Mormons who live in Vegas.
Yeah.
And Reno, too, weirdly.
Yeah, Nevada. Nevada just.
Yeah.
It's right next to Utah. So.
Yeah, pretty close.
Speaking of taxes, yeah. That's where you go to. Pay the least in taxes, right?
What, Nevada?
No state tax, no sales tax.
What? And yeah. It's got pretty low, and you can just pretty much do whatever you want, building-wise.
Wild West out there.
Yeah. Pretty low business tax, yes.
That's how you end up with a casino in the shape of a pyramid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Try and pull that here in Oregon? No way.
Wouldn't hold up to building code?
I turned in plans for a pyramid house.
They wouldn't lay.
Gonna tear this place down.
Oh, I remember when that thing was going up when I was in high school at the time. And
it was like 93, 94?
No,
1967?
Late 80s.
Oh, they were probably working on it for...
Yeah, late 80s. And that thing, it took a while to build because of how it's structured, but there were a lot of construction accidents around that building.
Really?
Yeah.
Mafia related?
No, but I know there was a couple of deaths at least.
Oh.
I imagine, like, you're working on, instead of falling from this high rise, you just start sliding outside of the building.
Yeah, I think that was one of them, is it was almost completed. And, yeah.
Guy was putting in the light bulb at the top of the pyramid. Slipped.
Whoa. Yeah.
Died doing what he loved.
Sliding down glass.
Yeah. So Vegas, Kevin. What was it? We talked about Vegas.
We did.
That was
last
oh
time.
Man, that was. I remember that. That was a good episode. We got to release that one.
I can't
quite
remember what we talked about, but
going into your backyard and there was scorpions out there. You just walk off into the desert.
Pretty much, yes. I pretty much could just hop the fence.
Right.
It's no longer like that. There's like housing developments behind the house I used to live in, but yeah, just hop the fence and you're right in the desert and. Had a lot of friends who did a lot of three-wheeling and dirt biking.
Oh, what happened to three-wheelers?
Out there.
Turns out they flip over real easy.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
It's just one extra tire to have to replace.
Yeah, big tires.
Big tires.
Killed the three-wheeler.
Yeah.
What state do you guys dump on in the... Like, yeah. Are you like, oh, fucking Arizonans?
That's a good question. Probably everybody dumps on California. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I grew up there. So when you're a kid, you basically, I don't know about you guys living around here, growing up around here, but.
Yeah, Nevada's a piece of shit. We all talk shit about
Nevada. We hate Nevada.
Exactly. You dump on where you live.
Oh, yeah. That's local towns. Vegas. Like one yeah. town over. But
Henderson.
Say,
Henderson, am I right? Garbage town, right?
Oh, Henderson. I mean, now Henderson is... That's
a local... that's a town in Vegas.
Yeah, it's almost like the equivalent of being in Hillsboro.
The real dump is Sparks.
Sparks.
I used to paint powder coat baseball pitching machines for a company that was in Sparks, Nevada. Mm. That's all I know about it.
Interesting.
It's a company that makes baseball pitching.
Hey, yeah.
But I was going to say, just growing up, I never really dumped on any state, I guess.
Too many people were moving into town, were you like, oh, it's these Arizonans or Californians?
See, now I complain about that as an adult, but when I was a kid, I guess you don't care. I didn't really pay much attention to that.
You're an 8-year-old, you're like, man, property taxes are going up.
But I just, after I left and then I would come back, like I was, my goodness, I remember early 2000s. I can't remember anymore now. I've bounced around a lot of places. Very late 90s, early 2000, one of the two things. Remember, I had been gone for like 3 straight years, not coming back and visiting. When I came back, my parents lived in a different, completely new area that was just built and everything. And when I go back there, I still get lost because it's not where I grew up in. And when you're going back there once every few years, right, you got to kind of recalibrate where things are right again all the time. So that's when I've complained.
Everything's different.
Yes. Takes too long to get from point A to point B.
Oh, that's always going to be the case.
This and that. Yeah.
That's why I just don't leave my house very often.
You don't leave your basement.
I don't leave my basement. I just live down here.
Yeah.
My family's nice and cool, like, though. They yell at me through the vents. What are you doing down there?
Christmas and Easter to shake your son's hands and then retreat back to the basement.
But just driving around town.
Yeah.
Every time I go to a different place in town, I'm like, where the hell did this giant building come from?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
So,
yeah, I'm noticing that too, going through Portland.
And
the one next to your house, we've been talking about for a couple of years, this giant building.
Building that's coming up next door.
Every week I come over here, I'm like, holy shit, they're making a lot of progress.
They got the roof is done. And they got some trim going around the roof. I'm pretty sure the siding and windows
are going.
Are those
condos they're putting in? Or
apartments.
Apartments? Okay.
Apartments with businesses down below. Yeah. Jamie's really excited. Did she tell you about this?
I'm not allowed to talk to her anymore. Yeah,
good. That was a test, you son of a bitch.
We've been secretly texting.
You better not. Yeah. I saw you trying to talk to her the other day, and I was like, Jamie, I think Daniel fell upstairs.
You pushing your kids down.
But one of the restaurants that's going in, so meets our food guidelines perfectly. Right. It's like a no wheat, no dairy, no whatever, all good stuff place.
Uh-huh. This will have me segue into the place I mentioned to you yesterday.
Perfect.
Okay.
Tell me.
All right.
But
I'll let you Brooke
so it's like oh. it's like
it's usually better to just cut them off. The story isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant, but it's a really hippie restaurant.
What's it called?
Not sweetened with hand in hand, maybe.
Okay.
It's a food cart. Going back to food carts that is now getting a
actual brick and mortar
place.
But it's all smoothies, healthy smoothies. Oh, whatever,
dude. You just go there in the morning and get Jackson his breakfast smoothie.
No, yeah, but the thing is, it's like $8 smoothies and
maybe weird kind of deal with
moon pies, chocolate things with dates, sweetened with dates, and
I love dates.
Yeah,
and sweetened with all this non-sugar stuff. And anyways, it's gonna be cool, but
I'm excited to never eat there.
I'm excited to go. just like the other places that have popped up around our house in the last 5 years. We go to them like once or twice a year, and that's good enough for us.
Yeah,
because it's way cheaper to just make stuff at home.
Yeah, always will be. So the place you were talking about, Kevin?
So because Brooks and I last night, we went to the Timbers game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And we were, talking and everything.
Go football.
Like that. Yes.
Football.
4-0, Timbers.
So they won?
They did win, yes.
Yeah, I was going to.
Who'd they beat?
Houston. The Houston Dynamo. Houston.
Yeah, you pieces of shit. Get out of our town.
I mean, that was probably the best soccer game I've ever been to because it was 4-0, and the Timbers were just rocking on them the entire game.
Yeah.
Is it still like big crowds? I know a few years ago it was crazy.
It was pretty much sold out.
Yeah.
And they saw the log when they score a point. Yes. They cut off a round off of a big log.
And they did.
Four times.
Cool.
What
did they do with those?
To the stadium, too.
You've been paying attention to that.
They added more seating to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now it holds instead of like 21,000, a little more than 25,000.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What is it called now? Civic Stadium.
Still Providence Park.
Okay.
We were talking about this the other day. When I was a kid, it was Civic Stadium.
Forever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was the baseball team, the Beavers. And then it went to PGE Park, General Electric. Mm-hmm. And then
Geldwin Field, the window company.
Mm-hmm.
And then Providence. I thought there was another one in there somewhere.
No, that's it. After Geldwin, it went to Providence Park.
So it'll be Providence forever now because insurance companies
Providence is the biggest non-government employer in Oregon.
Really?
The Providence Hospital.
Really, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because government workers, you know, you count, I think, teachers.
Well, I'm a government worker.
Yeah.
I'm a public employee. Yeah.
So if you go one notch below that, it's Providence.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, it's a huge hospital. It's got a ton of clinics and stuff around the city.
I mean, Providence is one of those medical insurance companies that I don't know if they're all over the country, but definitely all over the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. So anyways, the restaurant, it's called Verde Cocina, and it is, they market themselves as, paleo.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. But you can call it gluten-free because their tortillas, no flour, everything's made out of corn, anything that's like, carbohydrate type thing.
Uh-huh.
And their food is really good. I would recommend, and it's over on Sylvan Highway over by where the zoo is and the Children's Museum. So next time,
Sylvan Highway
or Sylvan Heights, Sylvan, whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah. The Sylvan Hill.
Sylvan Hill area.
You know, Sylvan means tree, by the way.
I did not know that.
I did know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
It's a tree hill.
But hey, you guys could Google it. No, they got three locations.
What was it called again?
Verde Cocina.
And it's a Mexican place. Tacos.
I'd say more Latin American. Kind of with Latin American, Mexican inspired,
I guess. On this podcast, we like to say the people on that side of the wall.
Yeah. The people on the other side of the wall.
Make some damn good food.
Yeah. My Rosebergian cousin posted on Facebook today, make Oregon great again, build a wall where
around Salem?
Eugene, Salem, and Portland, and then the rest of Oregon.
That'd be a weird shaped wall.
Yeah.
It was a weird shaped wall.
Oh, there was a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we will have no money because that's where all of the taxes for the entire state come from.
Yes.
Well, that always comes up every couple of years where they talk about splitting East and West Oregon, you know, because Eastern Oregon's all rural Republican and we're all liberal Democrats over here.
To split it.
And Eastern Washington as well.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just a couple extra California-shaped states.
Yeah, do you think we'll ever add any new states? Or we're stuck on 50 because it's a nice number?
It's nice. Where would you put that extra star?
You can just shuffle them around.
Shuffle the stars around. Yeah. I don't know. I could see one day Puerto Rico becoming a state.
They've been arguing it for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever happen. Just because we're obsessed with like base 10 math, we're like, 51, it's kind of an uneven number.
Yeah.
I'd get used to it.
You would, and it wouldn't be a big deal. Why don't you get 52, 53?
That's too many.
Split them up a 50, little.
51's fine.
Oh, you'll allow that.
I'll allow it.
Well, 50. When was Hawaii ratified as a state?
Who knows?
That wasn't too long ago.
Wasn't Alaska the very last place that became a state?
I think it's Hawaii because that show was Hawaii 5-0.
Is that what the 5-0 stands for?
I thought the 5-0 meant police. Yes.
5-0. 5-0.
If only we could look this up somehow.
Nah, we can't do that. It's too much work.
I'll just... I'll state something definitively, and someone can email me later.
You know, yeah, if you care enough, you just email in to basementbuddiespod@gmail.com.
And Brooks will send you a sticker.
I am, I'm really having fun with this sticker thing. Did I tell you?
Sorry.
I have a sticker for you, Kevin, but I will not draw you a picture.
Will not give it to you without a wrestling match.
I'll look forward to seeing the sticker after the show.
It's right in front of you in this bowl here. These stickers.
Oh, I see it right there.
Next to the jar of rotten dead wasps.
I see that.
You can throw those away, you know.
Or you
just gonna see how far they'll go.
What do you think will happen if I just leave that wasp to just break down?
Yeah, it'll probably turn into goop at some point.
And then we pour some whiskey in there and just let it ferment for, just let it chill out there for another.
What if it tastes amazing? And we'll have to do that again. Whiskey with a little bit of wasp venom.
I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
I'd be like,
I'm willing to have you catch another hornet's nest.
Having the worm and tequila.
Yeah.
Wasp whiskey.
Yeah, why not? Isn't that technically, isn't it mezcal if it's got the worm? Isn't there a difference between tequila and tequila
with worm? I have
no clue. Oh, I thought you would know being from Nevada.
You've been to Mexico. You've been to South America.
Yeah,
you just weren't drinking tequila? Not tequila guy?
I've had some tequila here and there, but never finished a bottle.
Speaking of, you were telling me how old are you, 46?
I'm 46.
46 years young, and you were just saying now that if you have more than two beers or even two beers, you get
a
headache.
Yeah, I won't even be buzzed or anything like that. No.
What's the hell's the point of life then?
Yeah. Wake up in the morning and when I get a headache, it's not major, but it just is a low hum, and it'll stay with me for 3 days. It really sucks.
You can't drink at all, hardly. You keep trying.
I have to limit, I guess you can say. I don't drink much anyways.
He's a cheap date.
Per se.
Yeah, did you treat him to the Timbers game?
I was going to buy him his second beer, but he was like, no, I don't want to have a headache tomorrow. Oh. I was oh, good.
I had a cup of coffee.
Oh.
After it.
You're a real grown-up these days. Oh,
yes.
So you got back from the coast as well, Friday?
Friday, yes. We went to Manzanita.
Oh, nice. I like Manzanita.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's in between Seaside and Lincoln City somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I think it's a little south of Tillamook, right?
A little south of Cannon Beach. Okay. So, south of Tillamook, too. Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many coast towns. I can't keep them all straight.
Really liked Matt because we did visit while we were there. We took a little day trip one day to Cannon Beach, another little day trip to Seaside. And just it was nice. And even Kellen, our 5-year-old son, mentioned when we were back in Seaside, he just says, oh, this is so nice. It's so much more quiet here than in Cannon Beach.
He's got very refined taste.
Yes, he's all like, this is more relaxing. I mean, he literally is saying things like that. It was funny coming from a 5-year-old. And I would be like, I'd have to agree with you. Manzanita is a nice little town. It's not overly crowded and too busy.
I feel like the tourism for the coast has been pushing pretty hard this year. I see a lot of signage that's like, come visit Seaside, come down to Lincoln City, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or
we don't want any more people down there.
Well, that's where they make all their money. Yeah, that's true. I love going to the coast. It's one of my favorite things, especially in the summer when it's really hot here in the valley.
And it's 15 degrees cooler it's over just there. Yes, the best. It is nice.
My kids have hit the age where they will just play for with me doing nothing. Every once in a while they'll come up to me and be like, Papa, come dig with me. I'll be like, go dig by yourself. Leave me alone. Trying to relax here. But they just play for 3 hours, 4 hours in the sun digging holes.
And yeah.
Like they can actually dig a hole.
A decent hole?
Dig a hole big enough to get in. I don't have to do it for them.
That was one of my favorite things to do, and still is. You go to the beach, and you just bring some shovels and dig a big hole. And one time I was with a couple of my buddies, we were all about 24, three of us. We were just digging mad at the beach in Lincoln City. And
Just digging some really deep holes.
Just digging a deep hole. And
deep enough to put a body in?
Oh, sure. Many bodies. Many Boy Scout bodies. And
whoa. Callback.
Some dudes would walk by and they'd be like, cool hole. And women would walk by and they're like, why are you digging a hole? And we're like, because.
You just don't understand. You don't understand. Ovaries and the, just make it so you can't comprehend what's going on in this hole.
Your female brain.
I'm always in search of a hole, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Get down here. And the like state park guy walked by and he's like, what are you guys doing? We're like, digging a hole. He's like, okay, cool. Well, fill it in when you're done. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
Because it was a dude, he like understood.
Yep.
You just need like a task sometimes as a man. You're like, I need a thing to do.
I used to dig. I would go and just get giant logs and drag them over.
Oh, and stand them upright?
And stand, dig a big hole and shove it in there. So it's
I've definitely done that.
You get just enough of them. You're like, okay, we're hanging out at the beach, drinking beers.
That's like a beach Stonehenge.
What? Yeah, that's
Totally.
Totally. But you'd
Loghenge.
But people would always be like, knock those down because a kid, it's going to fall on a kid.
Yeah.
No, whatever.
No, it totally makes sense when you look at like ancient cultures, say Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, if you have like 50 dudes around who have nothing else to do, like you've got food figured out and they're not hunting all day long. They're just going to build something eventually.
This is really going to fuck with people 3,000 years from now. They're going to think this means something.
Yeah. That's
yeah. They're like, why are you building that? I don't know. See how tall we can stack these rocks.
Yeah. We were on the beach down in Lincoln City, and Jamie and I was like, about sunset. We walked down to the beach. Kids were asleep. Walked down to the beach watching the sunset. And
In the west? Where the sun sets.
Where the sun sets. Where I know, because I've studied the west very much so.
Yes. Yep.
And I know that it means love and changing and growing as a couple.
Yes.
And we're like, what is this? There was some weird sand sculpture thing, probably 300 yards.
Was it a tremor?
It was a tremor.
Oh, no.
And there was... And there was like four people standing over by it. And
one of them was Kevin Bacon.
And you knocked it down.
And Reba McEntire.
No, and Jamie was like, let's go look at that thing. I've seen it there. We saw it earlier in the day but with the kids. And we're like, let's go see what that is. And we walk over to it. And we're staying. I was like, I don't want to stand next to these four people that are here looking at this thing also because I don't like. Standing next to other people on the beach for some reason. The beach is me and my own time, my own family
time. Private time.
I just imagine I'm there by myself. So we're standing like 10 feet from these people. What are you opening up over there, John?
I'm going to check out this peppermint bark liqueur from Alex.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
It's I'm feeling festive tonight.
It's
85 almost, degrees out.
It's halfway to Christmas, and we're opening up our Christmas. Alex gave us, what was that,
It's East Side Distilling. It was like a holiday pack. A
holiday pack, three.
Peppermint, bark, liqueur. Yeah, there was. I pulled it out.
How's your blood sugar levels going right now?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I checked it before I came.
Okay, cool. No. So we walk and stand at this thing. It was this weird... It looked like somebody had worked on it, had a whole bunch of like castle things on it, and it was big on one side. And Jamie goes, oh, it's a sand shovel. Like it was big. It went to a little skinny thing was probably 12 feet long. And then it made like a sand shovel, like with a handle on one side. And Jamie goes, oh, it's a giant sand shovel. And
that somebody sculpted.
And actually, it is, do you watch Game of Thrones? It is the king's, you watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What is that thing from Game of Thrones?
I don't know what you're describing at all.
High castle, blah, blah, blah. It's the king's landing or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like the Red Keep is the castle in King's Landing.
I don't know. It was the entire city of King's Landing.
What a bunch of nerds.
And
you push them down and break their sandcastle like a true bully?
At that point. I immediately knew these people made this thing and they are standing there talking to every single person who walks by about it.
Admiring it.
And Jamie's like, no, I think it's a shovel. Like she didn't understand that And she goes, no, we made it. And this is what it is. Do you watch? And they're like trying to talk to us about these nerds are trying to talk to us about Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And
this looks fucking gross. It looks like
don't drink the
chocolate and tomato juice.
You might have to mix that. I've had the eggnog liqueur, and that's actually good. It's a little, it's decent on its own, but it's really good if you mix it with just like seltzer water or something like that.
Is it super sweet?
Yeah, it's like Kahlua. Yeah, it's not that bad.
Okay.
Maybe pass mix it down that here. With milk or
you
something.
You want a sip?
In a little bit.
Yeah, some cream.
I just poured some whiskey in my cup.
Oh.
So,
if there's not booze within arm's reach, I'm just going to drink whatever I can get.
Booze over here.
Yeah, this looks more like a condiment than a...
Right. Like hot sauce.
I put that...
or mole. Pour that off.
I'll just pull right off the bottle.
It's a little too gritty.
Barbecue sauce.
Well, you didn't shake it up enough.
I did shake it up. Yeah, I'm drinking barbecue sauce over here. Mmm. Thanks, Alex. They're in Hawaii right now, Alex and Pete and the kids. I know Pete was talking
tasty
that Hendrick was excited for the beaches and he wanted to like dig holes and goof around like we do here. Mm-hmm. And Pete's like, I don't know if you can do that in Hawaii. In I don't Hawaii. Know what the beaches are quite like over there.
Yeah. The best thing about Hawaii, we've said this a lot, you just walk right into the water and it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, you can actually play in the water. Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
You go to Hawaii a lot, it seems like.
I've been 3-4 times.
Wow. Yeah.
My parents are...
Oh, the timeshare is there.
Yeah, they have a timeshare there. Okay. So we've been stayed at that timeshare a few times.
My niece is actually there right now. She's looking at going to school there. Or North Dakota.
Me too.
She wants to get into astrophysics. And Hawaii has a really good, telescopes and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, I don't know, man. Why would you even think about North Dakota?
Hawaii or North Dakota.
Yeah, that's an easy choice, I think.
People are a lot nicer in North Dakota.
Maybe.
Little jerks over there in Hawaii.
No, they're not. They just hate you, big white oaf.
We crossed 2,000 miles of ocean to get here, and you just come here on a plane.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry we invented planes.
Yeah. I'm defending your... You don't like...
No, I don't think white people should go to Hawaii.
I'm taking your position. So Jamie, the story continues.
Hmm.
And then this nerd continues to talk to us about Game of Thrones and was like, that is where... Over here is where that battle happened. Because I told him I watched the show kind of just to get him to shut up. Like, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
Oh, that would make him talk even more. Then.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Over here is where this battle happened. I'm like, oh, cool. And Jamie's like, yeah, it looks like a shovel to me.
Still?
Yeah. And
was there detail? Did it look like a city or was it?
I mean, they had lots of different sand bucket buildings.
Okay.
As buildings. Mm-hmm. And they go, yeah, we got here at, we started building this thing at 11 and it took till 1 to finish and it was 10 o'clock at night. When we were there.
So he's just standing around.
The four of them had been standing next to it for 9 hours protecting it. They were like, yeah, we went back to the house, but then kids kept coming over next to it. We didn't want them to destroy it.
Oh, so Jesus.
Protecting it.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for them. Good job, nerds.
Got to give them something to do.
I guess.
Some people like to dig holes and put logs.
I was going
to
say, they should have just spent that time digging a big hole.
Yeah.
Been way better.
Yeah. So, kids love it. Jackson is just, he's a grown boy, man. 7 years old.
What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about my kids.
Oh, he just jumped over to kids loving it. Not kids loving Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Jackson's really, he's really getting into Game of Thrones.
That's cool. Yeah, it's appropriate, I think.
He's really getting into Game of Thrones. So, he got down there the next day. It was still there. Checked it out, and he was like, oh, is this where the Red Wedding happened?
No. That was that bit, the something. I don't know.
Nerd. That was a test.
Oh, no, I've been caught.
Go be a soundcast, nerd.
I wish I could.
So, John, what have you been up to?
I talked to you yesterday, but...
I forgot everything you told me yesterday.
That's fine. We'll record it here.
Attention.
Old Peter came over and helped me blow an insulation into my attic. Which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
You finally did that.
I finally did it. I've been talking about it for years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Pete was like, are we doing that? Because I kind of half jokingly said we were going to work on it last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, are we, you know, I'm ready to go. I was like, ah, shit. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't like at a point where I felt comfortable starting, but Pete's really good about helping, like, figuring. He's very good at figuring how
to do all that figuring time.
Yeah. So he helped me a lot, like, figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I had to replace the ceiling in my kid's room because it was, like, falling down.
And you had stepped through it?
Yeah, I'd stepped through it. It was, like, this cheap fiberboard bullshit. And I knew...
Was that an add-on, their room?
I don't know. I was actually talking to Dave about it today, and he goes, it's possible because the part of my house is 16 on-center stud rafters,
mm-hmm.
and then the back half is 24-inch.
Hmm.
He goes, it's possible this was just, like, a little structure off of a bigger building, like a servant's quarters kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then later they added on bedrooms. That's kind of what it looks like they did.
Hmm.
But anyway, after fucking around for a while, we got the ceiling put in. We put in drywall, and then we went and got all the insulation, started blowing in the cellulose stuff. And we worked till like 8:30 on Saturday, and then he came back Sunday morning, Father's Day.
It took that long to just blow it in?
Yeah, I thought it would come out of the tube faster because it's like hooked up to a blower kind of thing, and you have this tube that spits out the insulation. I thought it would go pretty fast, but it's kind of slow. It probably took like 5-6 hours of just blowing to get it all in there. So it was kind of boring, actually. I thought it'd be a little more work, but it was pretty straightforward.
I did it one time at my mother-in-law's, and it was just seemed pretty easy.
It was very easy.
Is it insulation or blow?
Blow.
You can choose. There's two ways to do it. Yeah. You can roll in the pink stuff that you're familiar with, or you can just blow in material that's kind of chewed up. My stuff was cellulose, which is like chewed up newspaper. And then you can get like an even layer and get in all the little nooks and crannies.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like based on internet research, that's kind of the way to do it. If you ever want to go back up there and goof around, you want the stuff you can roll up.
Mm.
It's going to be hard for me to go back up there, but
nah, whatever.
Whatever.
You're not going up.
Not going to bother going back up there, really.
No, that's why I kind of had to like figure out a bunch of stuff and finish it. And I had to fix my bathroom fan and, you know, a bunch of little bullshit. So
you got that's a nice spot for stashing your, gold doubloons.
Oh, for sure. You know, all my treasure's going up there.
Up underneath, that foam or that blown in insulation.
No one will ever find it.
Yeah.
And so if I ever have to do work up there, I have to like suck it out with a vacuum and then put it back or I don't know exactly.
There was a dude, my brother Simon lived over in North Portland, and a guy across the street sold his house, or no, the guy died and the kids sold the house, and they found whoever bought it was going to tear off the roof and add an extra story.
Okay.
And they found like $400,000 in cash.
Holy shit.
Just shoved up in the rafters.
Straight cash.
You read those types of things in the newspaper from time to time.
So it was the house like directly across the street. And
he's like, son of a bitch.
So they ripped off the roof. They ripped off the roof and like then no work was done for 6 months.
Yeah.
Because they found like $400,000. Apparently you turn it into the cops, and if nobody claims it in 30 days, it's yours.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, that's what, like...
If you own the building, you can't just straight up take it?
I don't... To stop, like, somebody 20 years from now being like, there was all this money in the attic whatever.
How did the police advertise this?
They don't advertise it. It's just yeah, that's the thing. I've had it with bikes and stuff. Like, if you give, like, you find a bike or something, you give it to the cops and say, hey, I found this.
Like, all this stuff you find on the road.
If nobody claims it, so just.
Like, if nobody comes to the police saying, hey, I had
a bike stolen.
A bike or such and such bike stolen.
And they're like, oh, we got one right here. So this is what I do. I go up to police stations, you know, weekly and say, I lost like $200,000. And has anybody turned it in? And then I go to a different police station. I go, I lost like $300,000, and I just hope that one of
eventually,
these times,
one day it'll pay off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we found it on the side of the road. You're like, oh, that was mine.
So they got. Nobody claimed it. Nobody randomly came and said, I lost.
No, there's no way.
But the guy was a slumlord over the guy that owned this house. He was a slumlord in North Portland, and he was getting just paid in cash from like rentals, and he would just take it and put it up in his attic.
Wow. That's wild.
So the guys that bought the place just took a 6-month vacation, spent like $60,000,
right,
and then built the house super awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I would say after like stashing away $100,000 in cash, you'd be like, okay, I should maybe do something with this, you know? Why would you just keep doing it after a certain point?
I don't know, just old guy.
Maybe this guy's old, weird guy had enough money to where he just kept stashing it, and then when he died, of course he died usually you die unexpectedly.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So his money just ended up being stuck up there.
He was like, once I hit a million, I'll go to Vegas and blow it all.
Maybe that.
Yeah.
I'm putting it all on black.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh. I'm sure if he knew he would have died, he would have taken care of the money properly.
Yeah,
maybe.
I would suppose so. All I found in my house was like trash.
Yeah.
And well, I found some bugs.
Old Barbie dolls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nothing cool.
Nothing fun. Yeah. I keep looking. One day I'll find something.
So at the soccer game last night, I don't know if you were listening to the people behind us at all.
I was listening. It sounds like it was a guy with who took a friend probably from out of town because he was explaining a lot of things to him.
About
you're
soccer.
Talking about those people
yeah, yeah.
and about the Portland Timbers and so on and so forth. Yeah.
I love listening to
eavesdropping. Yeah, it's the best.
I love just listening, just letting my ears listen around instead of talking to boring old Kevin over here. Yeah. I knew I was going to see him tonight and I was like, I will just listen. This guy was like, I've done this before too. I was really good at soccer. Really good goalie.
I remember
In middle school.
Because you blocked the whole net.
No, third grade.
No, but this guy.
Third grade.
This guy said.
In particular.
Have I told you that I was a best goalie there ever was in third grade?
Sure,
this guy was probably, I didn't look to turn around to see him, but I'm guessing 30s.
And we won the championship.
We won the championship that year.
No team ever scored a goal.
No team ever scored a goal. He's 8 years old. He's a mid-30s guy talking about the good old days of being eight.
Oh, back in the day.
About his glory years. That reminds me.
Nobody ever scored on me.
That reminds me when you and I went to L.A. a while back. That was that's also a lost episode. And we were sitting on the shuttle from the airport down to Hollywood where we were staying.
Yeah.
And there was a guy behind us who was talking about being a DJ.
Taking the shuttle from the airport.
Yeah. And he's like chatting up this girl trying to sound like badass. And he's like telling her all these DJ stories. Couldn't quite hear him well enough, but like the little snippets were really funny. And then as we're getting off, I turn around and look at him and he's like older than me. Just looks like a fucking loser. And he's riding the like $8 shuttle from the airport. And he's talking up like this big game. Like he's some huge DJ. It's like, all right, dude,
I'm traveling around, you know, I make so much money, this and that.
Like,
I'm trying
game,
to hit
man.
On this girl, but I'm like, you're taking an $8 shuttle.
Yeah. Things
from
are clearly not going very well for you.
Yeah. I'm going to, speaking of DJs,
Kevin's a DJ.
I was not a DJ, but I've noticed.
He's spinning records right now.
Las Vegas now has turned into this DJ mecca of these, you know, like those DJs like Mouse, and that's the only one I really know.
Dead Mouse.
Yeah. Dead Mouse, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dead Mouse.
Yeah.
And those other types of DJs, they like go there and they have like a month-long stint or something like that, and they...
Oh, like on the strip?
Yeah. At one of the hotels. And it's like a, man, that's...
Get paid like $100,000 for a night or whatever.
And they'll do like a long and extended stay there. And apparently that's really big in Las Vegas now.
I guess it makes sense. People go see.
Yeah.
You might as well go to Vegas anyway. It's always cheap to travel there.
It is, yes.
I've actually never been to Las Vegas. That's a confession. I'm sorry.
Would you like to come?
No.
Okay.
Wait, to Scoop Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to start listening to Ice Cream Social, though, and get way into it.
No, I'll just go. I'll be like, hey, guys.
I've been...
You'd probably have fun.
Yeah, I'm sure I would.
Okay.
I've mentioned to Brooks... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'll let you guys finish this for a moment.
March? March sometime?
Yeah, I can probably go.
You know, you got a four-month-old baby.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay.
But if I recall, this is a while back, you mentioned something like you also like the Dead South.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 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 When you were on last, I was mad. Not mad, but I was like, man, I would have gone. It's
Brooks's fault.
That's yeah. Right. You didn't invite me.
Next time. Mention. I don't.
No, it was just kind of a weird timing because I just ran across him on YouTube and I was like, oh, man, this band's really nice. Yeah. This is a cool band. And then like a day later, you're like, oh, I'm going to go see him in concert. I was like, whoa, weird.
Yeah. But I was thinking I keep my eye and it'd be nice if I've seen them before that very tour when they came here. We went to that show. That was back in March, last March. Mm-hmm. Cause I was looking at their touring schedule at that time and I saw that they were playing Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel. I'd be like, I would like to go to Las Vegas to see the Dead South. That time, I would go ahead and drink enough to have a headache the next day. That would be worth it.
You'd be drinking a beer, drinking a glass of water, you know, taking some Advil while you're at it. Yeah. Doing old man responsible drinking.
Yes. Or just some peppermint bark liqueur.
Yeah.
It's not bad, actually. It is. It's got a bad texture, but it tastes pretty good.
Mm. It'll get you there.
Yeah. Like, it'll do the job.
As I was mentioning to Brooks, they mid-July, there's this, which I've never heard of this before, in North Plains, Oregon, there's a thing called like the Northwest String Summit.
Oh.
It's a little like three-day little festival type of a thing. And maybe like a poor man's version of the Pickathon kind of a thing.
Okay.
And they're playing that, but it's like, yeah, it's one of those things where you're camping and it costs like I was like the cheapest things they had was for like an overnight stay for like $100 and something. Oh. And I'm just like,
You gotta go to North Plains.
Yeah.
Are you willing to pay for tickets to Scoop Fest? We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we can talk about that later. Yeah.
If
enough scoops sign up for our Patreon and donate, I'll go to Scoop Fest.
Wait, we got a Patreon now?
Sure.
To get into that vault. You get to hear Kevin's first episode.
I'll get out my Venmo number and all these scoops can send me $10 and I'll go.
I'll give you that $10.
All right.
Okay.
I'll get it from you. Oh, and Canadian Rob.
Canadian?
Is he going to go?
Canadian Rob, oh yeah.
I should go just to hang out with him.
I mean, we talked about it. It's a hell of an event.
Yeah.
And you'd have fun. You could just...
You know, anywhere with you, Brooks, would be fun.
Aw, thanks. So instead of next week building your deck, let's just ditch out on that and go somewhere cool.
No, I want to build that deck.
Okay, we'll build a deck. All right.
Yeah. Fine. We'll have a report next week, how it goes.
Oh, yeah. We're building a deck next Sunday.
I hope so, yeah. Well... Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Because when I put my mind to it, it's happening. Who was I? Kevin, I was talking with you.
Yeah.
And what was I saying?
You just get shit done.
I just do. I was like, I'm not.
You just figure things out.
I don't get like anxiety about things and stuff.
We're the opposite ends of the spectrum. I'll just like worry about it forever and never do it. And you'll just do it and then worry about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't really worry about
later. Yeah, and then just not worry about it.
Should I worry that my house is going to collapse in on itself?
Nah. I mean, no.
It doesn't help.
How long has it been? A couple of years.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Hasn't fallen down
solid
yet.
Up there.
It hasn't fallen in yet.
Yeah.
I was watching some home remodel show what is that? Where they go check out houses.
I mean, there's like 4,000 shows.
One of those house hunter shows.
Uh-huh.
And they're up in the attic and they're like jumping up and down and the floor is flexing and they're like, oh, that's not a good sign. I was like, oh, that's what it's like in my house.
Yeah, but so my attic is 2x4s.
2x4s also?
Yeah, it's not even 2x6s.
Oh, yeah, I had 2x6s.
And yeah, that's fine because guess who goes up there? Fucking nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. How much weight does your attic need to support? Just has to support the roof.
Didn't need to support much before.
Well, your situation is a bit different, but I mean, who cares?
Yeah, whatever. What's going to happen?
It's all going to fall down someday.
The big earthquake comes.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not on a Sunday night when we're down in this basement.
I think we'll be okay.
I'm pretty sure it won't be. Like, what are the odds?
Well, it'll crush your boys first.
Yeah, but at least I'll have... I mean, I could probably kick out one of these windows down
here.
Yeah,
we're hiding in the corner. Probably be okay.
Yeah, I'll just get underneath this table.
Yeah, it's just your whole family will be dead, but...
Yeah, but I'll be able to get out of there. They got life insurance
on them. And
then
continue with the continue with the show.
We'll keep recording that.
Basement Buddies, post-earthquake edition.
Oh, man. We'd have to find a new basement somewhere.
I got one.
Well, that is if...
if my house doesn't fall down either. Yeah, probably.
Oh, damn it. Who's got a well-engineered house? Dang
Nobody
it.
Nobody I know.
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
Should we do a question?
Oh, yeah. Give us a question real fast. Kevin's probably have some, you have a lot of life experience, Kevin. Maybe you can.
We'll see.
Kevin doesn't know what this podcast is. He doesn't actually believe that.
This exists?
That I release these. He's never actually listened to them, seen them, or heard of them.
It's weird that you that came and did this.
Yeah.
Really, it's just like, I like hanging out with people and I'll go to your house. And it's summertime.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You don't have anything else to do.
I don't have to work tomorrow.
You son of a bitch.
Superfan Alex. Hey, Alex. Thanks for these cards. Yeah. 49 great questions. She gave us this deck of cards. I counted.
Yeah.
We got like 35 questions left.
Oh, good. After that, podcast over.
After that, we're done.
We're shutting it down.
Alex is going to find some other questions for us. This is a short one. What is your greatest accomplishment? Well, we just talked about that attic. Yeah, what is your greatest accomplishment, Kevin? Kevin?
Having...
Don't say kids. That's bullshit.
Okay.
The bullshit answer.
God damn it.
I was going to say that one year that I played soccer in middle school. Yeah, nobody could score on me.
My greatest accomplishment.
I have an answer if you want me to go.
My God. Why don't you go first?
I've told this to you, I think, before. But it was off the pod.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching in France for a little while, and I had people come and visit a few times. And every time we tour around Paris and check out all the shit there, and there's a thing in Paris called the Catacombs. It's underground.
Oh, yeah.
You stole a school from the catacombs?
I did.
Yeah, nice.
I told you this story.
No?
Oh.
Brave Robert. Shit.
So in a year, I'd been three times. And the third time, my buddy Josh was coming. And I knew he would be in on this scheme that I was cooking
up.
And, it's long. It's like a couple miles you walk around underground.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been there?
Yeah. That was my favorite part of
And it's just
Paris.
A bunch of bones.
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't admit this on a podcast because I think it might be a crime.
I kind of think but, you're, yeah.
What
is.
Are you going to do? Okay. And
anyways, look at this skull I have.
And I'll get there. Hold on. So I knew my buddy Josh was going to be part of the scheme. He's going to help me out. So we had it worked out perfect. We were the last group to go down at the end of the day. So we were at the tail end of all the tourists who were going through.
Mm-hmm.
And we let the crowd get a little bit further ahead of us and popped one of these skulls off. In the mortar. And I stuffed it in my little bag that I had. And I knew how the security worked as you left. There was just like a little room and then a door that goes out into the street.
Mm-hmm.
Because you walk down these spiral staircase. You've never told me this, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. You go down underground. You're like, I don't know, a couple stories below ground. And then you walk around for a while and then you come back up the stairs and then you're out in the street again.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the middle of the city.
Do you go through security, I guess?
Yeah. So that last little room, it's just a dude in a room and there's an open door like in the room. I was like, okay, if it really came down to it, I could probably just run out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And as I come up, I'm like nervous, but what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to take it away from me. Mm-hmm. And yell at me in French and I'll just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this alarm go off. It's like, rear, 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 rear. And in my brain, I was like, oh no, it's the bone alarm, which is stupid.
Some bones are going through this bone detector.
And it turns out it was a security guy's cell phone. And he was just like talking on the phone. I just walked out and I had a skull. And I had it the whole time I was in France. I named him Franck. He's just some skull.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get it home to America. So I mailed it. And I used like a fake name and mailed it back and Nobody checked it. And I had it for a long time. And it's one of my great regrets of
what happened to
getting divorced is I didn't take
it. She took half of it?
Well, I didn't think to grab it. I should have grabbed it. I also left my Xbox. But my ex-wife has it, I assume.
I can't believe you did that. Yeah. You left your Xbox?
Man, I didn't know you were on your second marriage.
Oh, yeah. I was married before. Yeah, so...
are you sure you're not 46?
I got married young.
So. A Mormon.
Yeah.
Good point.
I had a human skull for a while.
Fuck.
And I feel bad. I barely have any pictures of it. I don't even know.
Oh, man.
I have to see if I can find it.
I'm not even sure this story's real because it's the first time.
I know. Nobody believes me.
I believe it.
And you have no proof.
I have zero proof. That's okay.
The funny thing is, I feel like I am the asshole growing up, and you are the clean-cut Mormon boy with no problems, and I'm cool with drinking sodas, walking through Fred Meyer, and you're like, "Don't, you can't do that."
But I'll steal human remains from a historical site.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
When I went through there, there was two skulls sitting on the table, and the guy in that room,
I think it happens a lot,
was like, "Yeah, we grab these from people who are trying to steal them."
What kind of horrible monsters would take those skulls?
And I was thinking to myself,
amazing.
I did a lot of shady stuff in my 20s and teens and going on that I regret. And, but I would like draw the line at stuff that could get me in trouble. I'm not going to steal. How dare you? You piece of shit.
Because I'd been there three times and I was like tired of this fucking thing. And I knew like the door is just like right there. What's this little French guy going to do? I'll just push him over and walk out the door.
Yeah.
That thing could have had the plague in it.
I mean, maybe a long time ago.
Maybe a little bit.
That would have probably been dead by now.
That is a great accomplishment.
I'll blame.
Probably one of your greatest.
Yeah, and then like kids and getting married and stuff. You know,
you can't prove it either. So
that's the worst. Yeah, my greatest regret.
Better.
Too.
You gotta send your ex-wife a message on Facebook.
Oh, sure. Yeah, totally.
You still have that skull. Asking for a friend. My friend needs a skull.
I doubt she'll give it to me.
Oh. Kevin, what do you got? Greatest accomplishment.
Man.
Besides saving those Afghanis from...
Pakistanis.
You say Afghanis?
Yeah, I was in Pakistan.
Different country.
Gosh.
Those are the people that wear Afghans?
For whatever reason, I don't know why, I don't think it is my greatest accomplishment, but the thing that's popping in my head was, as you know, I did some traveling before, and nobody, because I've always been to, you know, developing places like Sri Lanka, Pakistan, El Salvador, nobody's like visited me, which is fine.
He's stolen a lot of skulls.
His are fresh.
Don't count those.
Yes. And did all my serial killing in developing countries.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Can't smart. Blame it on
can't
those.
Can't do it anymore. Can't. Not like the good old days.
Blame it on those drug lords.
Yes.
Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, he did that.
He did it.
But I went on a, gosh, this is right when I first met Heidi, too, by the way. Went on a vacation. I was teaching in New York and spring break. Had planned to do it was a very short, like 10-day vacation in Peru, and my dad came with, like, we met in Lima with another friend of mine too.
Oh, cool.
So I was able to, my dad was able to, and plus, you know, speaking Spanish and things, like somebody in my family was able to kind of see me kind of in that element. And my dad, I think my dad was impressed by that. He even got sick, not majorly, but he had a bacteria infection, and I had like dozens of those despite what he was going through. I knew exactly what it was. And I remember we were in the town called, it's called a couple of names. Aguas Calientes is its official name, but it's also called Machu Picchu Town because it's the town right below Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
And so it was like day two of my dad. I could tell he was sick that day that we got there. And then the next day we woke up and my friend and I went up to Machu Picchu. My dad was kind of just staying back, hanging out because he had the runs basically.
Sure.
And when I got back down, I was like, Dad, I'm going to go. There was a pharmacy, like a tourist pharmacy next to, like a block or so from the hotel we were staying at. And I walk in there and I knew exactly what to ask for. And I asked the pharmacist, I said, how much does it cost? He said, 92. I said, 92 American dollars? He said, yes, $92. So I was like, fuck that in my mind. I'm going to go and find the local clinic.
The real one.
The local clinic. And I found the local clinic. And it didn't take long at all. I just asked who appeared to be a local because they were Peruvian,
right.
Where it was. They gave me directions and I walked there and looked at it. I talked with a person. They were like, yeah, bring your dad over. So I took my dad, brought him over, and we went to saw the doctor, and I told the doctor what the symptoms were. This is all in Spanish.
More than 4 hours of an erection.
Yeah. Of the runs and everything like that, and exactly what it was looking like. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's a bacteria infection. It's, I can't remember the full name, but the little shortened name is called Cipro. It's just you take this antibiotic, five pills, one pill a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it's one of those antibiotics where you can still drink while you're taking
it. Oh, yeah. Good.
My dad was happy about that. from there at the local clinic, it costs the equivalent of $1.50.
Right. 90 pesos instead of, yeah. Well, it's not pesos, but yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
So you were actually like a really competent adult. In your father's eyes.
Yes.
And you could do something he couldn't do.
In a foreign land.
Yeah, yes. That's really impressive, yes. Actually.
I wouldn't call that my greatest accomplishment.
No, that's
but
cool.
That was pretty cool like that.
Where you're like, I'm a real boy, Dad. I'm grown up. I could take care of myself. That is like shadow to get out of as you're becoming an adult. Because you're always, I don't know, maybe it's different for you, Brooks, but you're always kind of under the shadow of your dad.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be as much of a man as he is.
Yeah, Dad, how do you feel about that story? Have I ever done anything like that for you?
And that's
I'm
like,
speaking directly to my dad right now. Dad,
yeah.
How are you doing?
Hopefully he'll give you a call.
Or just send me an email, BasementBuddiesPod.
Yeah. I'll send you a sticker.
Let me know the time I let you down.
Sign up for our Patreon. But that's like one of the things I really want for my children is them to grow up and to be competent.
Mm-hmm.
Useful adults in their own right and mm-hmm. not be like living in my house or in my apartment I built above the garage
mm-hmm.
until they're 35 or whatever you live there for, Brooks.
Or even when they're living on their own,
I want
calling you when they have an issue to help them figure it out or something.
Yeah,
like
I'll be very pleased if they can navigate life on their own and mm-hmm. take care of themselves and maybe take care of their own families. That's what I want for them.
Jamie and I have been talking about this a lot because Jackson just graduated.
You're ready to kick him out of the house.
He graduated first grade. He's ready to move on.
He's starting to drive
and
a car.
And people are, a lot of parents are like, oh, that is so sad. They're growing up.
Right, yeah.
We're like, this is what we're supposed to do.
This is my goal.
This is our goal is we train them up and they're so like able to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's, they get to an age and they just go off and they've, because what we've done for them.
I talk about this with my mom a lot and she always wants to like help out with this or that. And mm-hmm. I understand she wants to, be useful.
As moms. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's a mom.
I don't need you anymore, Mom. Go stay in your home and shut up.
Shut up. Don't call me. No, I often tell her, well, you raised five kids who have their own jobs and can provide and are competent adults. That's what you did.
Like, she had seven kids, though, John.
Oh, we don't talk about those other two. I was like, this sounds wrong or not the right way, but I was like, we don't need you. Not in a negative way, but you raised us correctly so we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
She's like, do you need any help with this or that? I was like, Mom, I have a job. We save money. We have assets. I don't need help from Mom all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking grown ass man.
Yeah.
So I'm stronger than you, Mom. Push her down.
Pick her up and carry her.
Get the fuck out of my house.
So I don't have a great accomplishment compared to those two.
You built that dormer.
You
built that second floor.
It's
up
all cool. Yeah, that's...
What about your Sasquatch? You keep getting compliments on.
Sasquatch might be my best Look at this.
It's the best thing I've ever seen you make.
Okay. Probably that iron lung that I made for the Big Lebowski costume contest.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Oh.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was before our time together.
Oh.
I made an iron lung that I laid in, and Jamie pushed me around, of course.
What's that character's name in the movie?
I think it was just the iron lung. No, did he have a name, actually?
Yeah, because he was an author for something.
I think what was great, though, with that iron lung was that they won Best Big Lebowski Costume Contest 2 years in a row.
You did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
That year, the Iron Lung, I was not at that particular show. I was at the other one, though. I remember when they opened up the Iron Lung, you jumped out as Big Lebowski with the...
Well, I mean, I'm laying down.
Well, we're wearing the jumpsuit and the tool belt
from the dream sequence. Jamie was awesome. The Viking.
What condition my condition is in?
Jamie was the Viking, and then I was the dude from that, but in the iron lung.
Yeah, inside the iron.
Because I couldn't be. They wouldn't let me bring it inside the Baghdad. I had to leave it out in the lobby.
Oh, funny. Because it was like a full cart that you.
It was seven feet long. It was like a coffin.
I made this thing over at Simon's house. This was before kids, where I was like, Jamie, I'm not coming home.
I'm going to spend 40 hours building
this. I'm going to spend 40 hours in the next 6 days working on this
thing. Those are the
days. For the Cinco de Lebowski contest.
The pump had a... Like, I took apart a fan, oscillating fan.
Yeah.
And hooked it up to some tubing thing, and it looked like it was pumping.
Oh, it was breathing?
Brooks actually souped up a penis pump.
Yeah, I took apart one of my XXL penis pumps.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The one you're going to grow into.
Well, I mean...
Your goal pump.
So that was probably my greatest accomplishment.
All right. I like
when it. When I finally was able to use my goal pump.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And we got an episode title, The Goal Pump.
Your goal penis pump.
All right. And I was there that other year that you won. That one, I was at the Big Lebowski show, and you were all dressed as basically the ingredients for a White Russian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Vodka, cream,
Dairy
and Kahlua?
Milk, or was it half and half?
Right.
We had the Kahlua, and then somebody else was dressed up as a vodka bottle.
That was another, so we each did our, like Jamie was vodka, I was Kahlua. And it looked, I got the part of the costume still.
Okay.
It looks pretty sweet.
I drew
this giant 7 foot tall Kahlua bottle.
Really?
I'll show you.
Okay.
But thanks for coming on, Kevin.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
We're going to have you back on one of these days. Maybe we'll have Kellen on.
Oh, Kellen would be great, actually.
We get Jackson and Owen and Kellen to do an episode.
That'd be fun.
It's like a 5 minute long episode.
Yeah.
Be a lot of feeling on the mic.
Yeah.
That's what happens when Jackson comes down here. Cool. Anyways.
Thanks for coming, Kevin.
Thanks for coming.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
We'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.